Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Melanie Nayer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Life Tips show. We have a great and exciting show for everybody today, and it involves shopping because it is December 20th, 5 days until Christmas, which means 4 days left of shopping. Byron, have you bought my gift yet?
Well, let's see. I need to rent an 18-wheeler. I need to rent an 18-wheeler truck to pick it up, but yes, it has been purchased.
That's fantastic.
Well, this really is going to be an exciting show. I was looking over the roster, Melanie, that you had set up for this show, and boy, I think we're going to get some help today in being pulled out of the trenches of stress and holiday shopping. So without further ado, let's get right at some of these fabulous guests.
Oh, absolutely. You guys are all going to love this.
I'll chime in just a bit after you conduct the first phase of this stress relief session, and we get some.
Because when it comes to stress relief, there's nothing like shopping. So with that said, I want to welcome Visa's Chief Shopping Officer, Jay Hirsch, who is also the founder of Intuition, boutique out in L.A., and you can also find her online at shopintuition.com. Jay, welcome.
Thank you.
We are so excited to have you here today, and we want to get into all the nitty-gritty as we talk about, some really hot shopping tips for the season. And, you know, one of the things that I want to ask you about is, I mean, let's get right down to the dirty gossip here, is your celebrity shopping aspects, right? What are the hot gifts this season from celebrities?
Well, you know, recently we've had Paris Hilton in, Lindsay Lohan, Halle Berry, and this year it's all about the bling. Jewelry is the hottest category for holiday right now.
I love it.
And they're buying anything in gold. And gold is huge, and it's almost kind of a repeat to the 60s or 70s.
I was just going to say, because we're transcending back to the yellow gold.
Yep.
Which is personally my favorite. And, you know, for a while everybody was into the silver and the white gold. There's something so classic, isn't there?
And you don't have to spend a lot of money because even all the costume jewelry is so popular right now. It doesn't have to be real gold. It can be gold-plated. You know, you could start a gift for somebody at under $20 if you need for a great pair of hoop earrings.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about, sort of buying for the person who has everything. When we talk about celebrities have everything. You know, it's so hard to really find that perfect gift. But at the same respect, the people in our lives, whether they're parents, friends, our kids, soulmates, lovers, who have everything, what is it, what are those key things that you can buy? What are those, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity gifts this year?
Well, you would be surprised. Even celebrities that have everything, they just like to know that somebody thought about the gift before they actually, took the time to go out and buy a gift. So I like to really focus on what the recipient likes. Like, for instance, for guys, it's so hard to find men gifts. But if it's somebody who's into golf, coffee table books are so popular right now, you get them a great, big, huge coffee table book on golf courses.
Yeah.
It's just about the thought. And, again, you don't have to spend a lot of money. And as far as celebrities, everybody really kind of goes towards anything personalized.
Sure.
So we're doing a huge business with robes, personalized robes.
Oh, what a great idea.
Robes and matching blankets or throws to put even on their private planes. They take them on their private planes with them. So
yep.
You don't be surprised if you think that celebrities really have everything. They just get so excited to be able to receive something that somebody actually thought about them.
Absolutely.
You know, bought the gift.
Absolutely. Let's take a little walk down Wisteria Lane and talk about some home fashion, some great gifts for your home and designs and decorations this year that, is, of course, we all like to emulate our favorite celebrity homes and gardens, if you will. So what are some ways to really, you know, bring the gift back into the home and spruce up the living situation and the environment and kind of go into 2007 with a new look and feel?
Well, the obvious choice is always a candle or some type of room fragrance item. And, you know, it never gets boring because this year there's all different types of room fragrance sticks that you put in with the scent and you can bring in a scent of holiday with pine or, you know, more feminine with lavender and rose scent. But the other thing that we're doing, going back to the celebrities, I have to tell you one great gift, especially if you're going to somebody's house for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Is a satin pillowcase. And
ooh,
why? What is the purpose of that?
Sexy.
Is because the women that are, you know, have their hair done, especially if they're in between sets, they are resting on a satin pillowcase because it doesn't put wrinkles on your face and it doesn't mess up your hair.
Amazing
so you might just
tip.
Think it's a satin pillowcase, but really it's a very practical item for somebody who is always constantly in hair and makeup and wardrobe.
Absolutely, absolutely. What a great gift. One of the things that is so interesting is that, you know, everybody's style is different. Everybody's home is decorated differently. So with something like a satin pillowcase or a candle, you can't go wrong because you're not going to affect the design and the decor of the home.
Exactly, and you can never have too many candles. And the other thing is, you know, we do a lot of entertaining in Hollywood over the holidays, and people are going back and forth to different houses. And even if, you want to get them something and it is somebody who has everything, what I've been doing is doing the Visa gift card. Because,
yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And I want to get into that with you really quick. When it comes to gift cards, there's been a lot going on about, you know, using gift cards in certain places, making sure that when you purchase a gift card, you can use it just about anywhere, reading the terms and conditions. Can you run through some of, you know, the gift card etiquette, if you will?
Well, the reason why I like the Visa gift card is because if something happens where it gets lost or stolen, there's zero liability.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also keep track of your purchases if you're using if you're doing it through Visa, where if you're doing it through a mall or something else, you're kind of limited to the stores that are in that mall or to a specific store.
Absolutely.
And this way, you know, you have it doesn't matter who you give it to. They can go anywhere and use that gift card.
We have 4 days left of shopping. For those of us like myself who have yet to go out and buy gifts for anybody, with 4 days left, give me some of the top, you know, quick and easy but always appreciated gifts to get out there and get this year.
Well, we'll go back to the home things as far, you know, we talked about a candle. I love being able to take a great tray and fill it up with homemade cookies or go to the bakery and take them out of the tin that they come in, but get a great tray that they would reuse so it looks like a little bit more thought. So food gifts are always great.
Wonderful.
Anything for the home is always great. And the other thing I love is a picture frame. And, you know, with everybody having digital cameras right now, you could pop in a picture really quickly off your computer of the guest that, the person that you're going, whose house it is, a picture of you and that person, and pop it in the frame and show up with that. That's a great idea also.
Let's recap quickly. It's all about the bling this year. Yellow gold is back, which I love to hear. Byron, I hope you're taking notes on all of this.
Oh, yes,
you've hit
indeed.
Some very serious points here, and I still have yet to have a gift on my desk. Yellow gold is huge. Jewelry is huge. Satin pillowcases, that is such a great idea. And, you know, it's really all about the home, candles and scents, cookie trays. I love it. Jane, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have you back to talk about some more exclusive holiday shopping tips. Stay tuned, everybody.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Are you getting the most out of your online advertising? Now get more from your media spend with superior real-time targeting and creative optimization technology.
Get more now.
From Casale Media.
Casale Media.
Save big as Casale Media's ad experts place your premium campaigns across the web's hottest properties at the most competitive rates. Want more?
Get more.
Visit CasaleMedia.com/more to request your media kit. Casale Media. Advertising online is better here.
Casale Media.
Attention webmasters, wish you could convert more web traffic into cash? No need to rub a lamp. Just click on genienose.com. Install a search box on your site or incorporate paid listings XML into search results. And at your command, genienose.com pays cash for each result your users click on. Enjoy prompt payment and superior customer service. Earn even more through our referral program. GenieKnows has delivered results.
GenieKnows.com.
Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With RevenueDirect's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Set free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. RevenueDirect. Make more money. Period.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Mayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White and Melanie Mayer.
Jay, I have my pen and my piece of paper out. I've been taking copious notes throughout our early discussion here. But I want to throw at you some challenges. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's chime into a discussion about my lovely wife, Heather, and to paint a picture for you since you haven't heard much about her in between the show break here. Heather is a five-star shopper. We are frequent visitors of all of the high-end retailers, Prada, Gucci, Fendi, on and on and on. So we have some high standards here in living up to our expectations for a fun and festive holiday cheer. Great tip on the bling. I've already am scouring the web looking for local bling to purchase. But talk with me a little bit about some of the other topics. Tell me your thoughts on handbags. She's a handbag fanatic. I've covered my base there already, but I'd love for the listeners to hear a little bit about your thoughts on purchasing handbags for women.
Well, we sell a ton of handbags on our website shop, Intuition. In fact, it's probably one of the most popular categories because my feeling is you can wake up, a woman can wake up that morning and feel a little fat and not feel like shopping for clothes, but she'll always be in the mood for a new purse.
Hmm. Amen.
Yes. So, you know, handbags go across every demographic, every age group. There's nothing like a new handbag to make you put that woman in a good mood.
Well, it's funny. My wife and I were in Italy this summer, and Melanie is the benefactor of a handbag we purchased for her. So when I saw the smile on her face, I knew that handbags are always winners. But you know, a lot of guys out there are probably, looking at handbags as, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I mean, give us a thought. You know, what are some tips on selecting a handbag? You know, for example, should guys be studying the size of handbags that our wives or gal friends are thinking about, using on a regular basis? Should we buy everyday handbags? Should we buy special occasion handbags? Is bling in? Is glitter in with handbags? Sparkling, bright? You know, give us some thoughts on matching handbags to someone in particular.
Well, guys are kind of notoriously known for not really paying a lot of attention to what their women are wearing. So before you go out to shop, it would be a good idea just to get an overall view. Does she like a small purse? Does she like a big purse? Has she been complaining when she goes out at night that she can't fit everything in her purse? That would define to say, maybe a bigger purse would work. And, you know, right now in Hollywood, as small as the starlets are and the It Girls are, their purses are twice the size of them. So right now, a huge trend is about going into huge purses, big, big, oversized bags. And if you're confused about that, you can always buy a smaller bag and put it inside the larger purse, and then you've got, you know, two shots of making them happy. You've got a little small purse for evening and a bigger purse for schlepping everything around all day.
Do you think supersize is here to stay in the handbag category?
I think it is now, at least, you know, from a consumer point of view, at least if they're going to spend the kind of money that they're spending on designer bags, as you mentioned, maybe if they're getting a bigger bag, they'll have a, you know, feel a little bit better about spending that money. But I'm all about finding bags that are also inspired by the bags we see on the runway, because girls, women tire of their handbags. They change them often. So to invest in one great designer bag a year is great, but to have, you know, two or three a season, I think that that's a little much. So I'd like to be able to provide my customers with bags that kind of look like the ones that are, you know, over $1,000, but they can get them for under $100 and still get the same look, especially when it comes to trend.
Talk with me about the dangerous zone of lingerie, okay? What are your thoughts on a gentleman buying lingerie for their other?
I think it's wonderful. I think there isn't a woman that I can think of that wouldn't love to receive lingerie, you know, whether it's sleepwear or, you know, lingerie or anything in that category, I think I love the whole idea. Maybe some women might, you know, think that there's always double meaning to that gift, but I think that if a guy can go into a lingerie department and actually pick out something, I think that is that's a big bravo for me.
Let's talk about some tips on that, because, you know, let's face it, if I'm stepping into a lingerie store and I'm not familiar with the store, although I am by now in the Boston area at least, but you know, what are some tips and advice on getting help and assistance in sizing different lingeries? Because it really is hard to make your way through.
Well, most lingeries are, you know, the better lingerie stores are really staffed with people. You hope that they're staffed with people that know what they're doing. That is, I think that's the biggest problem area in some of the lingerie stores, because they know that part of their customers are going to be men coming in to shop for their wives, and they're going to use their hands to say, well, she's about this big, or maybe she's about that big. So, you know, they've got to be on their toes and know something that would fit a size that's a little bit up or a little bit down. So it is a challenge, but if you have I personally think it's all about the thought with the lingerie. And a lot of people are wearing lingerie as outerwear right now. So it's not just for underneath your clothes. A lot of the looks that we're seeing are very lingerie-inspired. So, again, you could be buying something that your girlfriend or wife could actually wear out on the streets.
Now, are you married, by the way?
No, I am not married.
You are not. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever given to your first husband a little size chart, a little card that has all of your sizes in it?
I have not, but I do know women that have done that, and I think that that's a brilliant idea.
I think that's why you're not married now. I really think that this is the key secret to happiness in life, and that's one of my favorite tips, is just really you've got to know all the sizes, shoe sizes, top sizes, waist sizes. I mean, you've got to have that. You've got to be armed with that ammunition as you head out on the streets, particularly for last-minute shopping. Talk with me about jewelry a little bit. Do you think, you know, what are some of the celebrities and stars really? You mentioned bling, of course, and gold, but as far as, you know, earrings versus rings versus, you know, bracelets, what are some of the most popular purchases within the bling category?
Well, necklaces are pretty much a no-brainer, because you don't have to worry about size. And, you know, bracelets I love, and let's, you know, make it clear, anything in diamonds is just a perfect, you know, 10 on any woman's chart. So you can't go wrong with diamonds, or even necklace, you know, simulated diamonds are hugely popular right now. But as far as the number one category, I would say necklaces is number one, and then bracelets, and then earrings. And they can be yellow gold, they can be, you know, multicolored, semi-precious stones. You know, jewelry, especially for a guy to go out and buy their woman anything, I say, if they took the time to go out and buy it, then that woman's got a keeper.
I want Melanie to have a couple.
Shop a lot, so I think, you know,
I actually love to shop, and I want Melanie to have at least another a couple questions for you here in the last few minutes. But my final question for you is, how does one acquire your distinguished title of Chief Shopping Officer for Visa?
Well, that is a great question. And being that I have the hottest store in Hollywood and I shop for all the celebrities, it was just a great fit for me to work with Visa this holiday season and be able to give consumers shopping tips to make their holiday season easy and fun.
And if you could somehow coach my wife on that title, how to achieve that title, she would greatly appreciate it. But, Melanie, I'm sure you have a couple follow-up questions. I want to give Melanie a couple more minutes. But this has been really great chatting with you. We appreciate your time here on the show, and thanks for the great tips.
Thank you so much. Have a happy
Yeah,
holiday.
Jay, I just want to follow up quickly with you. You know, Byron talked a lot about, you know, what to get your spouse, what to get your significant other and that part. But, you know, there's a bigger aspect to that, especially for those of us who are not married or are not in a committed relationship, because we have so many wonderful friends that we want to be able to buy things for as well and show that, you know, it really came from the heart and it's, you know, essential that we give the gift of giving this year, which I think is an important point to make. But, you know, sometimes you just want to be pampered. And there's nothing like celebrity for pampering. So let's talk a little bit about what are the biggest celebrity gifts this year that, you know, what were the hot ones, what were the best ones you've been able to shop for?
Well, you know, you can never go wrong with cashmere. And cashmere sweaters, cashmere socks, a lot of the celebrities were buying their assistants and their publicists big oversized cashmere sweaters. And for a girlfriend, that is just, you know, it's a great gift because then you can borrow it too.
Absolutely.
And another great category for girlfriends is hair accessories. We've seen Paris Hilton and Jessica Simpson and Keira Knightley, they're all wearing headbands and, you know, accessories in their hair.
Oh, absolutely.
So that has been another great girlfriend gift, another great gift for celebrities to give to their friends. And, you know, we just saw Paris and Britney wearing matching headbands just a week or so ago. So, you know, that is a great girlfriend gift as well.
What about gifts to stay away from, Jay?
Well, you know, it's hard to give if you don't know the person's size or, if, you know, you don't want to offend somebody if they're a little on the larger size. A lot of people are resisting buying clothing items, you know, so that they don't offend somebody and buy somebody a size large. So,
sure.
You know, if you're not a real personal friend of the person, then I would suggest stay away from clothing, go with the jewelry, go with the hair accessories. I think shoes, hard gift to give. Although
that's the size I hand out to all of my friends. Here's the shoe size, folks.
Right.
Before we go to break, one of the things that I do want to ask you about is corporate gifts. Any ideas for last-minute corporate gifts for the office employees and your boss?
Sometimes good question, Melanie.
Your boss is Sometimes giving to your boss is a little, you know, you don't want to ruin a fine line, and vice versa. You know, bosses, you know, have to be very careful when giving to their employees. What are some really good corporate gifts that you can give this year?
I'd like to just revisit the Visa gift card because that is a perfect,
perfect
idea to give to a boss who wants to take his wife to dinner. You know, can go to his favorite restaurant, can, you know, go to the movies, take the kids out to, you know, an amusement park. But other than that, I'd like to stay away from things that go in the office for an office person. So I'd like to, you know, I go back to something for the home, a candle, you know, back to the fragrance. And also food items for office gifts are very good as well.
Great.
Hello.
Great. Well, this was great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare. You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination, MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Google AdSense, how do I earn from thee? Let me count the ways. Google, you enable me to show targeted ads complementing my site so my visitors keep clicking throughout the day and night. It was so easy to apply and select the ad formats I liked. Since I've discovered AdSense, I've been filled with delight. So earn more with matching ads, and you too can discover how. Just visit google.com/AdSense now.
3 a.m. traveling to a conference in Oklahoma City. Steve Talbot's Ford Escort radiator hose bursts near the town of Hooker. He types Hooker Escort Hookup into another local search engine's one-box search. He has a great time that he can't expense. TrueLocal.com. Two boxes, one click, great results.
It's all about links, baby. Content is king, but links are what you need to get you those all-important organic search listings. Float to the top of your keyword listings within the major portals while driving targeted traffic to your website at the same time. Work with a company with a proven track record for delivering results for thousands of individual website owners and major Fortune 500 companies. TextLinkAds.com is your source for securing relevant links. Baby, TextLinkAds.com.
For the last decade, millions of visitors seeking top ranking have visited their site. When it comes to the internet marketing expertise, one name clearly stands above the rest. Bruce Clay Incorporated. With a flexible, time-tested, and spam-free process to SEO and PPC, Bruce Clay has become the number one choice for companies of all kinds seeking to improve their search engine ranking. Utilize their latest tools, training, consulting, and services. Let Bruce Clay create a tailored solution to meet your internet marketing needs today. Bruce Clay Incorporated.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Hey, guys, it's Melanie, and I am back with some part two guests. Laura Silsby, the CEO and founder of PersonalShopper.com, and Andrew Krasny, Sharper Images spokesperson. Welcome, guys, to the show.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything.
Oh, thank you. We're psyched to have you here. Let me give a quick rundown. Laura is the CEO and founder of PersonalShopper.com, which is an online retailer that allows shoppers to enter specific ages, genders, interests, everything in the world to find that perfect gift. And, of course, the Sharper Image, which is one of our favorite consumer stores with all the new fun techie gadgets out there today. And we are talking about holiday gift giving. And with 4 days left, let's start with Andrew. What are your tips for making last-minute shopping successful?
Gosh, well, first of all, as a consumer person, I will tell you to make shopping a little easier for yourselves is get to the malls really early, park the same place you always park so you don't lose your car, and get the heck out of that mall as soon as possible so you can still enjoy what's left of the holidays. That's my first bit of advice.
Now, I hear that you will come to my house and wrap the presents for me.
Because, I saw someone asked me a question, a pre-interview question, about if you said Sharper Image, will we gift wrap for you? And I said, tell Melanie if she flies me first class and feeds me dinner, I'll come to her house.
Oh,
and I'll
see,
wrap
that was not part of what they said. No. I didn't hear anything about flying first class and feeding dinner. But
guys can't wrap anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take care of it myself. Laura, I have a question for you. You know, we just wrapped up our first segment with some of, the biggest celebrity bling gifts this year. What are you suggesting for finding last-minute gifts with 4 days left?
Well, there are actually still a number of things that you can find, even online, and not have to face that crowded, crazy stores and crowded parking lots. You can still actually order a number of things online. And so let me give you a couple of examples of those. Definitely as far as tips, I would think lightweight for less cost. So think about things like video and computer games, some of the handheld electronics, fragrances, cosmetics, or kind of the gift sets, like the little lip gloss gift sets for some of the people on your list. Jewelry and watches, and there's still a great collection of toys from a number of players that can still arrive in time for Christmas. The other thing I would suggest is consolidate through a single source if possible, so that obviously you can get all of your items for one single shipping cost versus multiple. And definitely order. I know that there's only a few days left here, but the sooner is still better. I mean, it will go up yet again another step in cost if you wait until tomorrow. So definitely there is still some things you can get on get for last-minute gifts. For instance, something like a gift that's sure to please that virtual athlete on your list, whether it's your brother or teen son or spouse, is the Madden 07 game on his preferred platform. You can still order it today and get it for just a very less than $10 cost. So there's still a number of items that can still arrive in time for Christmas in that whole gaming space for the gamer on your list. There is also a selection of toys that make great gifts that are still through Hasbro. With Personal Shopper, what we do is we really consolidate and kind of look, scour and sift through millions of products to bring back to for each consumer a tailored selection of items. And so what we've done is we have gifts or toys from things people like Hasbro or LeapFrog, again, that can still arrive in time for Christmas.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Personally, I'm not, I don't know enough about electronics and gadgets to really talk this one up. I know Byron is a huge gadget guru, and I'm sure you have some cool questions about buying gadgets online.
So, yeah, this is a question for both of you. You can ask simultaneously. So for the geek friend in your life, what is the quick fix solution that's, say, between $100 and $300 sort of a gift?
Well, Laura, do you want to go first on that one?
Well, this is actually your space. You can take this one first, and I'll go
second.
Yeah, I just wanted to be polite. Okay, good. But, no, thank you. I will tell you that I think based on all the news programs I've been on and the anchors who have been pulling me aside backstage, it's all about digital frames this year. And perhaps Laura will agree with me. There's some new technologies in the field of digital photo frames. Philips, for example, has some new cordless frames that you just charge, so you don't have to have a cord running off of your coffee table anymore. The 7-inch frame is a beautiful frame where you can store up to, I think it's 50 photographs in the frame, and you can have a slideshow constantly moving, but you can also throw in various size memory cards into the back of the photo frame, which means you can view hundreds and hundreds of photographs, obviously, and you can also just download from your computer straight to the frame as well. I think it's just a really cool high-tech gadget to be able to have a beautiful stainless steel picture frame sitting on your nightstand or your coffee table with crisp, clean, beautiful megapixel pictures right there displayed for your viewing purposes. It's a great idea.
How about
robots? I would agree that that's a great gift for actually a number of people on your list, from soulmate to mom and dad. Definitely a great gift. Another one that we have found to be really popular is for that kind of globe-trotting executive in your life, either him or her, that the loaded Palm TX handheld has also been very popular, especially with the addition to add the Bluetooth wireless GPS navigator that actually provides voice guided directions and detailed maps that you can take with you in any rental car anywhere where you are in the world. So it's still available through some sources. Possibly in time for Christmas, definitely last-minute option for you, but about $300.
That's a great idea. Yeah, there's so many new gadgets out there. That's one of the most beautiful things, I think, about covering gadgets and high-tech, that especially, as Laura was talking about, the tracking, with GPS tracking, we have the Locate One at Sharper Image, which is a GPS tracking device that you can actually, for a monthly service, you can get updates as to, you can hide this little device, let's say, in the back of your teenager's car. Not that I'm condoning being sneaky, but it'll tell you where your teenager is. It'll tell you how fast they're driving. If you have valuable suitcase being transported across town with jewelry,
it's,
you can track that as well.
It gives trust a whole new meaning, huh? It's basically, you track them wherever they are.
Yeah, it's pretty great to know. I'll tell you, that's about $500, that specific product I was talking about. It's called Locate One.
Mm-hmm. How about really unusual gifts? Very, very special, very unusual. For example, a life-size pony.
Oh, my gosh.
How about a real one?
Or
the life-size pony was
bear.
One of our features in the holiday gift guide. Unfortunately, as you probably have already found, is there's very, very few of them left available, and definitely I don't believe you can still get that online. That is something you'd have to go into the stores and hope you're lucky to have the last one left. But definitely
a
unique item from
popular.
For real. We do have, though, from Hasbro, a lot of the other smaller, since that's almost a $300 purchase, There are some smaller for real. I bought one for my daughter, my two-year-old, very, very real-looking monkeys and little panthers and cheetahs that purr and make all kinds of and look and natural noises and interact with the child, literally lift their hands to be picked up and do all kinds of things that seem very real-like. So there's still some of those smaller ones available and obviously at much less cost as well, through Hasbro, through Personal Shopper.
And just real quick to let you guys know, now, don't jump on me on this, but I have one little suggestion, because a lot of us are guilty of falling into the frenzy of these gifts that are selling out. I know in my house I'm guilty of that as well. For instance, Sharper Image, there's the R2-D2 voice command robot that's completely sold out right now. So what I'm suggesting, and this might be good for some parents to do as well, is if you're buying your child a bunch of gifts, it's not going to be the end of the world if you want to get a photograph of that gift, put in a card, and tell them that it's going to be here, from Santa in January or something of that matter. Because I know a lot of the products, not only a Sharper Image, but a lot of the toys out there at other companies will be back in stock in January, back at the regular price where you're not paying a premium to get them on eBay and what have you. That there is light at the end of the tunnel if your child absolutely has to have that Elmo or that For Real Pony and things like that.
Any quick takes on televisions and purchasing high definition plasma background light? And any quick take on the big TV purchase if anybody's going out there trying to make that happen?
Laura, you want to answer that one?
Actually, we are focused honestly more around the soft goods, apparel and fashion and jewelry. And I mean, we do have. That's fun. If you want to take that one, and I'll comment on some other tips in the other areas.
Okay, I will. Specifically to tell you that I personally am a fan of the LCD screens that are out there. I know that Sharp's got some great product out there right now. I know that Philips has that great. You're talking about backlight. With high definition right now, I'm leaning towards televisions that you can get the high definition cable card that you can insert into the back of your television to streamline and take up less space and less clutter in your house. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards, my position on flat screen televisions right now. But there is definitely a trend in there, and every single hotel, a high-end hotel, are going with the flat screens, and people are definitely seeing the advantages of that crisp picture, but also that space-saving ability it's looking so well to just put these flat screens on your wall and get rid of the wires completely and just go into the closet if you have one behind where you had your television.
Behind,
I know that Philips has this great TV out that's a mirror that you can put in a beautiful gold frame, so when your TV's off, it looks like you have a mirror hanging on the wall, and then you can just go ahead, turn on that television, and suddenly the mirror's gone. You have a beautiful TV to watch your favorite shows on.
How about for the music lovers, other than just buying CDs? For example, there's a bunch of mixed master effect systems out there. I know Korg, KORG.com, has a really neat synthesizer music, mixer. Any thoughts on that sort of audio purchase?
That's really, in my opinion, I'd love to hear what Laura has to say. That's a pretty specific target for someone who's really into that level of music. I think over at Sharper Image, that we want to appeal more towards the iPod lover. And Sharper Image has been dealing with a company called SRS, which is a lab that studies what people want to hear acoustically and what's most acoustically pleasing. And so they have their new iPod speaker systems that have the SRS Wow technology. And they have, like, the iBeam, which is about $170. It has four speakers. And then they've got the iSphere, which is about the size of a bowling ball, that has a subwoofer built into it. And I think what's great about these products is that you're getting that crisp, clear sound that is really, comparable to what you're hearing from Bose at a lot more money. So it's much more affordable to get these products, and they're much more user-friendly and easy to take with you wherever you're going. And it's so much about not just iPod, but almost any MP3 player out there is looking for a dock where it can hang out and you can enjoy it at home. And get the really big sound that was meant to be when these songs were recorded initially.
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and learn a little bit more about last-minute hot tips and also about some of the most popular items that will be purchased in your own related areas in the next 24 hours.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Once a tool used exclusively for communicating with the media, PR Web was the first company to develop a distribution strategy around direct-to-consumer communication by implementing Web 2.0 technologies. PR Web has completed the online communication loop by directly engaging your audience with your news. For example, PR Web is the first newswire to integrate press release trackback. Whether you want to dominate your market or just make a little noise, PR Web is here to help. You thrive in the marketplace and the media. PR Web.
It's no secret. Linking with relevant sites is a dynamic way to enhance site traffic. Avoid using unethical practices to promote your website. Obtain quality, relevant links with linksmanager.com. Since 1999, linksmanager.com has been the leading choice for managing link campaigns by thousands of websites. Editor-based link management software makes relevant link exchange ethical, fast, and easy. No software to install. Free unlimited support. Try linksmanager.com free for 30 days. Accept no limitations.
Dude, fishing in Costa Rica is going to be awesome.
Amen, bro. Now that ValueClick Media has netted FastClick, we've got one of the largest online advertising networks fishing us for big bucks. You know, while we're out catching snapper.
Hey, Steve, you're coming too, right?
No, I'm still using BenIsOnUs.com. I can't afford to be away.
You've got to work with ValueClick Media. I got this great account manager who's easy to work with, and they have access to the best advertisers and earn me high rates.
Don't worry. We'll bring back pictures.
Yeah, terrific.
Visit ValueClick Media now and click on Solutions for Publishers for more details. ValueClick Media.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Hey guys, it's Melanie, and we're back with some last minute shopping tips for you. I've got Laura Silsby, the CEO and founder of PersonalShopper.com, and Andrew Krasny, Sharper Images spokesperson, on the line with me. And we are going through a list of must-haves and important shopping tips with 4 days left. One of the things I want to ask, and Laura, this might be something that you can pick up on a little bit, is how do you ensure that if you're going to shop online, especially, like I said before earlier in the show, for those of us who procrastinate as badly as I have, and it's only 4 days left and I'm traveling for the holidays next week, how do I know my gift is going to get there? What's the best thing to do if I really cannot get to the mall, I can't get to the store, I'm going online? Do I have to really pay $50 shipping? Is that my only option?
I really think there are still options out there, Melanie, that allow you to not pay exorbitant costs. There are a few things left that you can still buy. For instance, for that, let's say that trendy fashionista on your list, the teen niece or nephew,
Absolutely. Let's talk
actually,
about the kids
in
the family.
There are all kinds of great kids' shoes and boots that literally are still free shipping or extremely low-cost shipping on PersonalShopper.com. In the toys arena, there's definitely lots from top brands, Hasbro, Leapster, that you can order and ship for really minimal cost. And you're not looking at, almost the cost of your product to be able to get it shipped. You can literally get them directly shipped to the person on your list quickly, even this last minute. And I think the key thing we're focused on doing is giving you one stop place to come for that last minute gifting, and really beyond helping you wrap up their holiday gift shopping is really you can put us to work for you throughout the year, finding deals on the things from your favorite designers, as well as things for your family and each upcoming gift occasion.
Andrew, what's your favorite gift this season? What came through the store that you had to have?
That's a tough question, and I'm looking at personalshopper.com. What a great website, by the way, Laura.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it while you're talking. I'm looking at it right now.
This is what we do. We bring people together.
You know what I have to tell you? That I think that definitely what's my hottest thing out there is, and I'm biased because I work with Sharper Image, there's a speaker system that they have called the iTower Omega, which is about a 5-foot-tall speaker that has 2 subwoofers built in and 4 speakers, and it looks like a contemporary piece of furniture, and the sound that comes out of it for $300, it honestly looks like it's about a $2,000 to $3,000 piece
wow.
of speaker system. And it's fantastic. Charges your iPod. It comes with every size adapter to hold any iPod that you have. And if you don't have an iPod, it's okay with any other MP3 player as well. And I think that definitely is my favorite this year, just based on the fact that it looks like furniture and it's affordable and it's really the best bang for the buck.
And I'm interested to know about the types of gifts for kids that we can get from Sharper Image, you know, in terms of, you know, you want to be careful with electronics and children, and you want to be careful with high-tech gadgets and kids, but what are some things that we can maybe do, like stocking stuffers and fun and unique ideas for children that,
well,
you know, go
best,
above and beyond?
The best thing that will fit literally into it, because I'm guilty all the time of suggesting stocking stuffers that you need a really big stocking for. So I will tell you that, first of all, what will fit in a stocking is a great little toy called 20Q that I'm sure you've all heard of. If you haven't, I don't know where you've been hiding, but 20Q is a little toy game from Radica that actually takes that age-old game of 20 questions and gives it a really cool makeover. This little tiny apparatus the size of a tennis ball asks you a series of 20 questions and will guess what it is that you're thinking. And I've had it on an airplane where it's been passed up and down the entire plane. Everybody plays it. It's cheap. It's like $15, $20. And it's a wonderful, wonderful gift.
And we want cheap gifts.
What's that?
Cheap gifts.
Yeah, it's affordable. When you think about it, you can't go wrong with a gift that's $15 that not only kids are playing with, and they have this year a new music edition and a new sports edition, so that'll cover your music lover, your sports lover, but it's great for kids of any age. And, in the toy industry, what's called a play pattern, not to get too techie on you, but a play pattern is the more that a child can do with a toy, the obviously more successful it is. So what you want to avoid on Christmas is getting something that's going to be played on Christmas Day, and the next thing you know, it's up in the closet and you've forgotten about it. So a game like 20Q, it's an endless amount of possibilities. I mean, no matter what you think, this kid, you know, by the time your kid's 85 years old, there's still going to be things that he or she hasn't asked this little toy. It's a ton of fun. We also have these cute little teddy bears called the iPulse teddy bears that your MP3 player or your iPods can plug into, and the whole teddy bear lights up to the beat and the pulse of your music or to your story that's being told on this MP3. That's around $40, and those are very popular as well. But,
Some gifts to stay away from this year, guys? We heard from Jay Hirsch, our first guest, about, you know, some of the biggest pitfalls and some gifts that just won't do this year. What do you think?
Gosh, what toys to stay away from? You know, I don't want to get in trouble. I would
What gift ideas? I mean, you know, when we're talking about gifts and things to, you know, you always want to find the best gift. No need to buy that, you know,
like you were just saying, and has to have enduring value and ideally something that actually can give you the ability to add on to it. So, for instance, something like Tiger Electronics, the Video Now XP little, you know, entertainment system, personal entertainment system for the kids where they can literally buy, you know, any number of cool music videos to cartoons to their favorite shows to, you know, and so it, essentially it's very extensible. Then you might buy a base of a number of little personal video discs for them to start, but they can add on to it. So I think get toys that, again, do have a longer life. So you're buying something that actually has, you know, is going to be able to be refreshed and made new. And again, that's one that truly can still be shipped until December 22nd
for a
very low cost and actually small enough to fit in that stocking. So again, I'd be looking for gifts like that that have that type of extensibility.
This has been an awesome show in terms of holiday shopping tips. And I don't know about you, Byron, but I have certainly been making out my list because I know that all of my employees and partners like the Webmaster Radio team and all of our fabulous guests over the past year are dying to know what to get me for Christmas this year. Byron, how's your list coming?
We would need an entire show, Melanie, devoted to what to get Melanie for this Christmas.
A wish list.
And certainly, Melanie, a few tips for you on things to stay away from. Definitely dangerous toys. Anything on recall, definitely want to stay away from that. And don't, under any circumstances, give anybody a software virus.
Yeah, so that's not a virus of any kind. I mean, there's really
wow, yeah. That,
stay away from Byron.
Viruses. No giving of viruses to one another. And, Andrew, I know you're a comedian. You must have a few funny gifts for us that make us laugh and smile, because I like giving happy gifts.
Well, I would stay away from the Michael Richards Elmo. That's just not funny. Definitely stay away from that. And I will tell you, all jokes aside, because I get in trouble all the time. I worked with Joan Rivers for about 17 years, so I have that weird side of me as well. But, you know, Laura will agree with me. I think that what happens is when we shop for people, I think intuitively, because we're spending our money, we kind of tend to be drawn towards things that we want to buy for ourselves because it's our money, and people get stressed out. What we do, what's so easy is that you just stop for a minute and think about who it is you're buying for, how much you love them, how much they mean to you, and what makes them happy, what makes them smile, what, you know, what if it, they drink coffee every day, you know, get them a card to their favorite coffee place, or if they love eating chocolate chip cookies, then, you know, find on Laura's website or find wherever you can who makes these great chocolate chip cookies. It's so easy when you think about, you know, doing something for someone that means a lot to you.
I would agree. That's absolutely key, to really think about their interests and passions, and that's really kind of what we're focused on, is giving you lots of personality-based choices that allows you to really find the right gift for every personality and interest on your list, and help to, you know, to look at both popular and unique gifts, because I agree, it's thinking about what really do they really thoroughly enjoy. And I think there's some fun things from like the toy side that do make you laugh. For those, I don't know if you've seen the movie Happy Feet, but there's some great toys that came out or related to that sing and dance and kind of play off of the movie, which was fun and entertaining. So there's definitely
some
cute toys
on your wish list
out there as well for the kids.
Well, let's see. I guess a good final question for all of us to answer one by one might be, what is one of your favorite past gifts that you've ever received at the holiday time here that was memorable and long lasting, that really made an impact on your life and or your shopping life? And I'll go first. Mine was a drum set I got once when I was younger.
And thank God we don't have that in the office.
Although with our latest singing debut with one of our employees at a Yahoo party, we may
oh,
form
we should
a band
get a karaoke machine in here. That'd be a great idea.
we may form that. That's a great gift. Let's go around the room now. What are some memorable favorite purchases that someone has made for you that really stand out in your mind right now?
Gosh, my dad bailed me out of jail. I'll never forget that. No, just joking, you guys.
That's so important. That bond, I'll tell you.
It must have been a great party the night before Christmas Eve.
It was a Christmas party in California, and you know, and I won't go into it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I would. For me, it was it was the Schwinn Stingray when I was a kid that I really wanted, that bicycle. And it's such a shame because I wish more kids were riding bicycles.
Yeah, we have to be careful here. We're all going to date ourselves real quickly when we talk about what we used to get.
But mine had rubber tires. They weren't made of stone, so they weren't etched out of, like, on the Flintstones. But I think it was a Schwinn Stingray that I really, really wanted, and I just remember not knowing how Santa Claus got that big bicycle down the chimney and remember how shiny it was and driving it around my neighborhood. And it's a great question that you guys are asking, because I think we look back and think what gifts made such an impression on us, and we should think about those days too when we're shopping for our kids.
Right, I agree. I think it's for at least for me, the one that stands out in my mind when you asked that question was as a very young, I probably was 5 or 6, my father built a dollhouse, a large three-story dollhouse, and they literally took the time, my mom, you know, and picking out every different room and decorating it and put a lot of their own personal, you know, time into each different aspect of the gift. And I think that sometimes I think it's finding those gifts that really are, again, going to have lasting value. They're made, they're high-quality products that you're going to be glad you bought. A month later, it's still working well, and the kids and the child is really enjoying it. And really that personal touch, really thinking about a gift that you can interact with that person, especially if it's your child, to where it's a gift that you're going to thoroughly enjoy playing together with them, with that item.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are all great gifts, everybody. And this has been an awesome show. Thank you so, so much for your help, your great gift and tip ideas. And Byron, any last-minute tips from you for this holiday season before we wrap up the show?
Well, Melanie, we need to hear from you. What has been your favorite gift?
Oh, you know, I'm the sentimental one in the group, I think. But I have a big box under my bed of cards that I've received over the years, and those are my favorite gifts. So
wow.
Every year I get the greatest cards from my family and friends, and to me that's the most thoughtful thing.
Well, this has been real helpful because now I know what to get Melanie for the holidays.
But for you,
Byron,
you get to rebuild my office. And you can put a little card on the wall when you do it.
Well, Laura,
wrapped in a big red bow.
I wish Laura the best with Personal Shopper in a really successful year. Fabulous site, as Andrew pointed out, and Sharper Image. Andrew, fabulous spokesperson for Sharper Image. So really, it was really fun talking with both of you guys. We enjoyed you having on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure completely.
Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you in 2007.
Thanks very much for inviting me to join you.
Take care.
Remember the goal. We all need to help with tips that make life better, and that's what we do here at Life Tips and on the show. So thanks again for joining us. We'll see you, everybody.